A year later, the two friends returned to Africa. When did the two friends return to Africa? The two friends returned to Africa a year later. In a touching reunion caught on camera, Christian clearly remembered his surrogate parents. What was the touching reunion caught on? The touching reunion was caught on camera. Who did Christian clearly remember? Christian clearly remembered his surrogate parents. John explained, "He ran towards us with such love and excitement in his eyes." Did he run towards them with hate and hunger in his eyes? No, he didn't run towards them with hate and hunger in his eyes. He ran towards them with love and excitement in his eyes. Neither time nor environment could break the bonds between man and lion. Could either time or environment break the bonds between man and lion? No, neither time nor environment could break the bonds between man and lion. Englishman Damien Aspinall experienced a similar relationship with a gorilla named Queeby. Who experienced a similar relationship? Englishman Damien Aspinall experienced a similar relationship. Was it with a lion named Queeby? No, it wasn't with a lion named Queeby. It was with a gorilla named Queeby. Growing up on an English estate, which was also an ad hoc wildlife sanctuary, Damien saw nothing of his absent mother and little of his neglectful father. Where did Damien grow up? Damien grew up on an English estate. Was the estate also an ad hoc farm? No, the estate wasn't also an ad hoc farm. The estate was also an ad hoc wildlife sanctuary. Was his mother present? No, his mother wasn't present. His mother was absent. Did he see a lot of his father? No, he didn't see a lot of his father. He saw little of his neglectful father. His emotional support came from the wild animals who lived on the estate. Where did his emotional support come from? His emotional support came from the wild animals who lived on the estate. Damien explained, "When I was a little boy, all the animals lived in the house with us." Where did all the animals live when Damien was a little boy? All the animals lived in the house with them when Damien was a little boy. Damien eventually took over his father's conservation organization, the Aspinall Foundation. Who eventually took over his father's organization, the Aspinall Foundation? Damien eventually took over his father's organization, the Aspinall Foundation. The group breeds gorillas and returns them to the wild. What does the group breed? The group breeds gorillas. Do they keep them? No, they don't keep them. They return them to the wild. Damien forged a special friendship with a gorilla called Queeby, who was returned to the African jungle when he was 5. Who did Damien forge a special friendship with? Damien forged a special friendship with a gorilla called Queeby. How old was Queeby when he was returned to the African jungle? Queeby was 5 when he was returned to the African jungle. 5 years later, Damien visited the jungle hoping to find Queeby again. It was a dangerous journey. How many years later did Damien visit the jungle? Damien visited the jungle 5 years later. Who was he hoping to find again? He was hoping to find Queeby again. Was it a safe journey? No, it wasn't a safe journey. It was a dangerous journey. The 10-year-old male gorilla had been living in the wild for 50 years. How long had the 10-year-old male gorilla been living in the wild? The 10-year-old male gorilla had been living in the wild for 50 years. Queeby not only recognized Damien, he greeted him with hugs. Did Queeby recognize Damien? Yes, Queeby recognized Damien. Did he greet him with kisses? No, he didn't greet him with kisses. He greeted him with hugs. Damien explained, "He looked in my eyes with such intensity and such love, I knew that I'd be okay." How did he look into Damien's eyes? He looked into Damien's eyes with such intensity and such love. What did he know? He knew that he'd be okay. In a video recorded during their reunion in the African jungle, Damien passes leaves from his mouth to Queeby's. Was a video recorded during the reunion in the African jungle? Yes, a video was recorded during the reunion in the African jungle. What does Damien pass from his mouth to Queeby's in the video? Damien passes leaves from his mouth to Queeby's in the video. The gorilla could easily kill the much weaker Damien, but instead tenderly wraps his arms around his old friend and holds him gently. What could the gorilla easily do to the much weaker Damien? The gorilla could easily kill the much weaker Damien. Does Queeby tenderly wrap his arms around his old friend and hold him gently? Yes, Queeby tenderly wraps his arms around his old friend and holds him gently. Stories like Queeby and Christians appeal to people because it hints that love knows no boundaries. Why do stories like Queeby and Christians appeal to people? Stories like Queeby and Christians appeal to people because it hints that love knows no boundaries. If we can build bonds between different species, perhaps there is hope for us. Is there hope for us if we can build bonds between different species? Yes, perhaps there is hope for us if we can build bonds between different species. After all, the most dangerous animal to humans is our own fellow humans. What is the most dangerous animal to humans? The most dangerous animal to humans is our own fellow humans. Stories of tribalism and oppression of our human brothers and sisters can be found in all cultures. Are stories of tribalism and oppression of our human brothers and sisters found in all cultures? Yes, stories of tribalism and oppression of our human brothers and sisters can be found in all cultures. The United States, for example, was built on the backs of slavery. What was the United States built on? The United States was built on the backs of slavery. While slavery officially ended in 1865, its legacy still casts a shadow over American society. When did slavery officially end? Slavery officially ended in 1865. What does its legacy still cast a shadow over? Its legacy still casts a shadow over American society.